Excuse. Hi.
Hello. What's going on? Yo.
Wait. Sorry, my headphones.
Just turn them up.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, people.
Woo! Okay. Please excuse me in advance. I have the hiccups.
She's tonight. Going through it. She's. Oh. By the way, just letting you know, you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Medford.
Let's get it.
Yeah. This is.
Hot topics, hotter people.
I'm Henry.
I'm Nora.
Excuse me.
And welcome. Henry.
Nora made me laugh too hard earlier, and now I'm.
Now she has hiccups. It's crazy out here.
It's so crazy.
Today was a big day. Today was the super sexy bowl. Super sexy bowl. Actually, over here, I guess that's not a national thing. That's just kind of us.
When I was younger, I watched the Puppy Bowl.
Me too. Oh my god. But on the national level, it's not the Sexy Bowl, it's the Super Bowl or whatever. Not as important to us, just because we fight our own battles.
Yeah, you know,
being beautiful
as really sexy people. it's we want to keep it on the DL because I don't know, it can make other people feel kind of
deep breath.
It can make other people feel kind of bad because it's all just about how sexy we are and like how gorgeous we are, like
right.
hot people. We're hot people. And so I don't know, we're trying to be more humble
to be more welcoming, you know, to people who might not be as sexy.
Yeah
not you guys though. I know all of you guys listening are beautiful.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
But so today, in honor of the Super Bowl, we did
sports theme songs. Do you want to talk about what you just played?
Oh, yeah.
Some Ethel Cain.
Fire, fire, fire. Ethel Cain. Ethel Cain mentioned. Hello. Yes. No, just kidding. Because also, wait, Ethel Cain's so good. I'm sorry. And I love Ethel Cain. And this is like her biggest song. And it's so good.
It's not my year.
That was good. But I'm... Okay, but basically, I played that just because it reminds me of, like, high school football games, because she talks about that, and it's just kind of, like,
yeah, a good little setting. Such a canon experience for so many high schoolers.
So many people. Not everyone.
But going to the football game.
For me, that was a fundamental part of my high school, and that's one of the things I kind of miss from high school, even though I wasn't really going for the game.
Being a senior, getting to be in the front.
Yeah.
Everyone's or going away
whenever you would go to a different school.
Oh, I never did that.
Oh, I would do that sometimes, and when I did that, it would be to see, like, my friends in the other town and then see, like, what was going on, you know, starting a little beef.
Yeah.
Getting a little crazy.
We got a little crazy. I'm not going to
rambunctious,
tell
but stories, yeah, but so.
Yeah, well.
We're feeling sporty.
We are feeling sporty. This next song isn't about sports, but it's by Modern Baseball off their album. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Album Sports. So I just want to bring appreciation to the fact that this is kind of, you know, Midwest emo people who don't play sports. And if they do, it's like kickball. I don't know. I'm just getting kickball vibes from this
band.
I'm
getting like cricket.
Really? From Modern Baseball?
Or squash.
Okay. I'm getting like kickball in the dirt vibes.
Yeah.
And
in reality,
you know, but it's just like Modern Baseball. Like, what is that? So we're about to find out with our
Right. I was just going to do a hiccup as a joke and then you just did it for me.
Aww. Always got you.
You finished my sandwiches.
You know what's crazy? Modern Baseball.
Though I seem cool, calm, and collected, making my way to hipster with glasses was a little more than just nerve-wracking. Kinda just counted on her to turn me into goo. Praise whatever it ended with a smile.
Yeah. the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. I'll resent you for being raised right. I'll resent you for being tall. I'll resent you for never getting any opposition at all. I'll resent you for having each other. I'll resent you for being so sure. I'll resent you presenting your life like a fucking propaganda brochure. And I see that you keep trying to fade me, and I love to get up in your face. But I know if I hate you for hating me, I will have entered the endless race. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. I'll resent you for being raised right. I'll resent you for being tall. I'll resent you for never getting any opposition at all. I'll resent you for having each other. I'll resent you for being so sure. I'll resent you presenting your life like a fucking propaganda brochure. And I see that you keep trying to bait me, and I love to get up in your face. But I know if I hate you for hating me, I will have entered the endless race. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch.
Wow, wow.
Wow.
The ending of that was so beautiful, Aura.
Yeah, I love that song. I love that album. Fetch the Bolt Cutters is my favorite Fiona Apple album. It's one of my favorite albums. I love Fetch the Bolt Cutter. Ooh. Fetch the Bolt Cutter. But that song is so good. It's so on par with the theme, but kind of it's just kind of like expanding the horizon a little bit.
You know, it's called Relay.
It's so called Relay. That checks the box.
Olympic.
But really listen to those lyrics. Relay is an evil is a relay sport when the one who's burned turns to pass the torch, the cycle of abuse. Very interesting analogy, allegory.
I learned that word today. Allegory.
Allegory.
Allegory. Okay, I'm done.
But it's a really, I love what you did because it's so intricate to think about it like that. It's so like there's so much to that. It's so heavy, so weighted. But
well,
I wanted to ask what's going on with sports for you?
Okay, this is kind of like weird, but sports for me were always so complicated because I always felt the need to like overachieve as a youth. And so when I wasn't naturally good at something, or I wasn't like better than the average at something, I would get so mad. And I hated when people complimented me because I thought they were lying. And I like actually think about this a lot, but I vividly remember one time my brother told me that I was good at singing and I started screaming and crying and telling him to like shut up, which is a little crazy. but it's just like kind of crazy. But so I've always kind of avoided sports for that reason and just like had this just like icky feeling around them, which I don't as much anymore. But I think because I was never the most like sporty type of person, that I could never do that. And I played sports as a kid. I did everything. And then if I wasn't the best at it, I like quit. So I played softball. I played volleyball for like years until COVID. I don't know. I just did a bunch of stuff.
COVID.
I mean, it's fun. And I, you know, my senior year, I said, girl, you've got to play a sport in high school. Like, you've got to do it. You just have to play a sport in high school to get that.
Cross country
was the only sport I played in high school.
That was only senior year.
Only my senior year.
Oh, I thought you played it for like years.
No, I loved it though. And it taught me something just about like not being the best. Cause like cross country is crazy. Because these people are running my mile pace for 3 miles, 3.1. And it like gags me, but it actually got me into running a lot. And so at home I ran like, I never signed up for one, but I just like would casually run like 10 miles by myself on like a cold day. And like, it was just so fun to just be by myself and like, I don't know, run. So I'm kind of coming around to that sports and just like physical activity. And I'll let you say your thing, but this
I can go later.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, just
it brings me to this next song, which is called Boys at School, and it's really just the one line, like, I hate the I'm done, you'll hear it. But it's kind of just about like one of the reasons in school I feel like girls don't like, they're like, it just makes me, this song brings me back to gym class about how boys will go so hard playing kickball and like playing these random sports and doing the pacer test, and I just, it's like a assertion of masculinity, like dominance over all the other fourth graders.
So much to unpack about like elementary and middle school gym
class.
First off, there were like this, did you have like set people that were like the fastest people?
Yes.
And it gave them like hierarchical like power.
Yeah, it did.
Like, I just knew, like, whenever we played a game, like, I knew, like, if we were playing tag or something, I just knew I never needed to be near them because they were going to get me.
It just made me feel so small compared to them because I wasn't as athletic as them. And it just, like, so deterred me from having any, like, friendships with boys because I just felt so, like, I don't know, inferior. Like, you're in gym class is so, like you said, hierarchical. And it's, I did not. It wasn't my favorite thing. I just kind of stuck with my friends, but
it was also very much, I loved when they would like have people separate by like into two teams and it'd be like girls and then guys, and I'd always be on the girls' side. And then when they would separate it, like they would force gender to split. I would have to be with the boys. I remember always being so mad, being like, ugh. Let me be with my girls, my dolls.
Yeah.
Even though at the time, I was friends with, like, a lot of the guys and did sports with them. I'll talk about that later. Ooh. But really interesting. I don't know. I just find that so strange, like, forcing us to split by gender. And also, I find it really interesting that, like, at such a young age, we distinguish ourselves based on our gender so quickly.
Yeah.
And so, like...
Like, boys can just be strictly. So crazy in school. Like, these boys are so crazy in gym, guys going around screaming in the halls. I just felt like a woman who needed to be silent.
But speak up.
I did feel like, I don't know. I don't really think about it. But not that I like don't want to, but I don't think about middle school that much. Hey.
Have we done middle? We haven't done middle school.
No.
Ooh, that will be one.
Wait, there's so much to unpack.
Wait, what would I play?
I have a playlist for the seventh grade.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to hear. This song is so good, y'all. Wait, let's just have a moment of silence for this song because it's amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, so tell me about you. Excuse me. You in sports, Nora.
Wow. I've had.
By
okay.
the way, first, let me just say that in school, I kind of left out the fact that, like, sports were also hard because I was so hot that,
yeah.
like, people didn't want me to get, like, hurt because, like, yeah. it's like, you know, Kim K, don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley.
Right.
Like, you don't want to bruise me up.
Right.
Playing dodgeball. So I'm just so
And
hot.
You don't, like, you don't sweat because you're so, like, beautiful.
I don't sweat. I just naturally have the
glistening,
glassy skin.
Glassy look. Skin. And they don't want you to, like, make people feel weird for sweating or looking kind
yeah,
of gross.
Yeah, exactly. So it wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
They honestly, like, having me on the sidelines cheering people on, it really motivates me. Motivates
cheerleader.
Them, like a cheerleader.
Yeah.
You know, to work. Hey, so tell me about you, sexy.
Hey, beautiful. Thanks for asking. basically, wait, what do I even have to say? I was not super inclined to do sports, although in elementary school, big kind of traversing the sports scene. That was not English. I traveled through the sport. basically, okay. Like,
RuPaul, where you at?
RuPaul blowing out the candle because it made him laugh. Oh, I can't open my eyes. Basically, I, in like kindergarten, first grade, did like soccer, basketball. Sort of a little later, I started, I tried lacrosse. Third grade, I was in lacrosse.
Wow.
Really interesting time period. My friend group at the time was also really strange. I don't know, just kind of like I was just doing everything. I feel like I liked it. I don't know, I talked to my parents the other day about this because I obviously don't really remember it super clearly because I was young. But I feel like I remember just, I was always on defense and I remember always like being, doing my job. And then when they would like go away from me, I would just start like, picking grass or like picking at the field, getting flowers.
Oh my gosh.
And or I my mom told me this, I guess, you know how like when you're practicing with your team, you'll skirmish and it'll be like you against your own team.
Scrimmage?
Oh my God.
You just
what
said
is skirmish?
When you're like timid, like skirmish.
Oh, wait. Maybe that's like my subconscious telling me something.
No, skirmish is like a mouse. Like hiding from a cat.
I don't think skirmish is squeamish. I think skirmish is not a word.
No, it definitely is.
Let's just Google it later. Honey, you don't know about skirmish.
He's gonna give me the hiccups again.
Girl, this episode should have been called Hiccups, girl. Hiccup is the whole time. Hello. I didn't know Hiccup was here. Basically, okay, skirmish. You know when
they
you
skirmish.
I when you skirmish with your team, the coaches would like get into it and like yell at each other in like a play pretend kind of way to try to simulate what a real game would be like, where like opposing coaches would yell at each other. So my own team would be like fighting my own team, and I remember telling, like, crying every time we did that. I'd come home crying and be like, I just don't want to fight them, like, they're my team, like, why are they all yelling at each other, can't we just be friends?
That's so
guys
sweet.
Why get me the Nobel Peace Prize, because why was I like,
you just wanted to make peace.
I was making amends, girl. Aww. That's diplomacy at its finest.
You should be president.
And so, yeah, but then I did swim team, and that's where I really locked in. I did swim team for a couple
wow.
years in middle school, elementary
it's hard.
School, late middle school, up until, like, eighth grade, maybe? I think eighth grade. lit. I loved swim team. I just didn't keep going with it, which I should have. It just kind of, I don't know, sports. I had the same thing that you kind of did where, like, I felt like, oh, like, if I wasn't perfect at it, I kind of wanted to just, like, quit.
Yeah.
But also, like, the whole process of going to all the, like, practices and all that really just killed my vibe. And I was like, honey, I don't want
to
do that.
Yeah, you have to really love it.
So, yeah, but then in high school, I did volleyball. And I really liked volleyball. I did it from sophomore year into senior year. Wow. Oh, actually, no, I didn't play senior year.
2 years.
Volleyball. Just 2 years in the middle of high school. And it was kind of like...
Oh, I played basketball because everyone told me I should because I growth spurted early. But I sucked. And I brought the ball to the wrong side of the court once in front of my whole grade. Sorry.
That's in high school?
No, in the seventh grade.
Oh, okay. I was going to say... but yeah, volleyball. I love volleyball. I love the sport. It's so interesting to watch. It's so interesting to play. Again, the whole practices really conflicted with my schedule. Also, I was really busy with a bunch of classes and did theater and volleyball.
Theater. You say theater.
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 Theater. Urinal.
You can't say that with no context.
Urinal. Guys, I say urinal, and I guess that's wrong.
And I
they say urinal.
I say urinal. It's a urinal.
Urinal.
It's for urine.
But that's gross. Why are you emphasizing
urinal?
That? Urinal.
He's
I'm
yearning.
Going to urinal.
Well,
bye. But, but
he's playing. He's playing. Oh,
I'm
he's
playing
acting
in
the
theater.
Theater.
I'm acting in the theater.
Yeah, the theater. Whatever. I don't.
I can't.
You can't do these things with no context.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Dochi. I'm thinking about Dochi. Anyways,
okay.
Basically, yeah, it conflicted with my schedule, and I had a crazy schedule, and I was like, I love volleyball, but it was like making me mad because it was just getting my way. But it's super fun to fly. It's super fun to fly. So, anyways, on that note, y'all.
Yeah,
I wish
Henry's
I played. I'm about to stim out. This is my weekly stim. Basically, I wish I played this next sport, tennis. I love tennis
so much.
And
I
it's
also
so
play
hard.
Tennis.
I never played it. But
really
I wish
fun.
I wish my family put me into it at like the age of one because I would have been in like the Wimbledon. Like I literally would have been challengers. I'm sorry, Zendaya and me look so similar. So it's just like I would have been in like he would have cast me as that role because I can actually play it. They wouldn't have to use CGI. Although Zendaya, I don't expect you to have to play
she
tennis.
She played tennis for the role.
No, it's all CGI.
It's
for
not,
the most part.
It's not all CGI.
A
like,
lot of
she
it is.
Learned the movements.
Yeah.
Of tennis.
Which, but I don't expect her to have to move at all. She should just get CGI'd and just have to stand there because she's so gorgeous.
Yeah, like you, because the resemblance is crazy.
Right. So basically, this next song.
And you can play it and not sweat.
Yeah.
For the movie. Okay.
But so. I'm dedicating this song to this sport that I never played but wish I did. This song is so good. I'm thinking about Eurosummer. Such a detour, but I love this song. I want to listen to the song in Eurosummer. It's so beautiful.
Here we go.
And just blast that thing all the way.
You think that it's boring how people talk?
Ooh! I'm shutting you up.
Oh, yeah.
Making smart with the words again. Well, I'm bored. Because I'm doing this for the thrill of it, killing it, never not chasing a million things I want. And I am only as young as the minute is, full of it, getting pumped up on the little bright things I bought. But I know they'll never own me. Baby, be the class clown. Be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like yeah. Pretty soon I'll be getting on my first plane. I'll see the veins ruins of my city like they do in space. But my head's filling up fast with the wicked games up in flames. How can I fuck with the fun again when I'm knowing? And my boys trip me up with their heads again, loving them. Everything's cool when we're all in line for the throne. Not forever. Yeah. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. It looks alright in the pictures. Getting caught tight for the trip, though, isn't it? I'll fall apart with all my heart. And you can watch from your window. And you can watch from your window. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. So happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah, yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah, yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah.
All this boosting of my senses, I won't start, but I finish. I shoot my shot, bet I won't miss it. Only way to go is go the distance. Nothing can shake me now.
Unbelievable.
This is the lobby.
Oh.
Welcome to Spider Society.
Metro Boomin! Oh. As we're talking about sports, which are a great opportunity for children to learn, there are other ways for children to learn. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car, singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO Medford.
Okay, well, we are, Well, okay, so you guys might be wondering why I picked this song, because it doesn't really have a lot to do about sports. The Annihilate by Metro Boomin from Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Or Into the Spider-Verse. Across the Spider-Verse. So basically, I know you guys know, like, your alarm has a certain feeling to you when you wake up, and if you hear it and you're awake, it's just like this evil pit in your stomach. Well, that song is like that, but in a good way for me, because I curated this playlist when I started running. So the summer into my senior year when I was training for cross country, and I also listened to it the winter after the season ended when I started taking running really seriously. And that song motivates me in a different kind of way. I was telling Henry the song started and I said, oh my gosh, I'm running.
No, she's literally a sleeper agent, and that's her whistle tone.
Because that my played
and she literally snapped back into reality and like woke up. Wake up.
And I did, because this song, for me, this song is sports. It's running in the summertime across the rolling hills and thinking about my pace and trying not to get a cramp and like sweating. And it's just about me internalizing the song to make myself to like
push yourself,
to push myself and to motivate myself not to like start walking.
Right.
Because it happens.
I fall victim to that.
And but that I like was why I played that song. It's also a great song. We got a next really great song for you guys.
Guys, I was curating this playlist and I was kind of trying to hit like sort of every sport.
Yeah.
In my best way possible. So we had, what did we have before? Track.
Baseball. What did American Teenager talk about? Football. Relay races. Tennis.
And now I was thinking, let's do something to swimming. Honor my swimming career.
Yeah.
I could have been the next Michael Phelps.
My friends swim. Yeah.
Who?
Tommy. Charlotte. Brady, who I don't talk about. Period. Or you haven't heard about him.
Yeah. And me.
And you. Just like, so I would always go to the swim meets. Like,
I loved
my friends. Yeah.
Guys, low key, crazy opinion in the swim world. I think backstroke is terrible. I hate backstroke. Worst thing in my life.
I think
you have to time when you have to flip. Are you kidding? But like freestyle, girl, you can see it. You can see when you have to flip. And I liked Butterfly. I'm sorry. It's the hardest one, but I low-key killed it with Butterfly.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, wait. Speaking of relay, I won the relay for my team once, and I remember being, like, lit. No way, I think. Good job. Actually, if my parents listen to this, they're going to text me and be like, girl, no, you didn't. I don't know. Anyways, in honor of my swimming career, I put this song, but then didn't really realize that fittingly, it works for the Super Bowl.
Really?
Because guess who performed at the Super Bowl halftime show? Kendrick Lamar. Who I love. He's king. I found out he won a Pulitzer Prize before, which is crazy. He's the only musician to have a Pulitzer Prize, I think.
I don't know what that is.
It's like he's a poet. Like, he's so talented. Anyways, Let's get crazy, get swimming!
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Faded.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Alright. Chopper, 100 shots, bang. Hop out, do you bang? Two chopper, 200 shots, bang. All right, you ride, bang. One chopper, 100 shots, bang. Hop out, do you bang? Two chopper, 200 shots, bang.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
song.
Baby, let them chip, I let me know. All the stars are closer.
All the stars are closer.
SZA was there too. Let's give respect to Solana, my girl. Yeah. Love you. She was so beautiful too.
Just like you and me.
Yes, she should come over here.
Yeah, because, you know.
She would join.
We can only have hot people on the show.
I can text her.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. No, I can just call her.
So what if you just call Taylor up?
Do you know that? You know, I was supposed to be in the video.
Girl, what the hell everyone do?
Excuse me.
That part. What if we just kept saying like memes?
Unknown references.
Okay, anyways.
So that, excuse me.
That was Kendrick.
You're, for those of you just joining, first of all, why you missed the whole show.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
In Medford.
In
sorry,
Medford. And we're talking about sports.
We're talking about sports.
And there's a lot of sports and fun. Yeah, and this next song is super fun to close us out. We both love this song. This song reminds me of summer.
Oh, yes.
And I wanted to dedicate this. This isn't my song. This is Nora's song. But I think it's really fitting.
Yeah, I wrote the song and performed it. It's original.
I wanted to dedicate this. You talked about your dad last week.
I
still need to yap about him more. Like, I don't know. I need, like, the proper time. But basically, my dad, yeah. If you didn't know, Sean, he makes bikes for a living.
Sean
and it's
Estes.
Super cool. And he's a big biker. He taught me how to bike. He made my bikes.
Aww.
The reason I bike is because of him. And I don't bike as much as I can, but I wish I could. I love biking.
I love biking.
And so I wanted to dedicate Nora's song, or Henry's song. Sorry. Henry's song.
It's okay, Nora.
I want to dedicate Henry's song to my dad. So... live
here's
life.
To Sean. And Frank Ocean's got your
play
back.
Play sports and come back next week. Visit us Monday, 2 a.m.
Monday, 2 in the morning, because I know you're
hot
up finishing
topics.
Your assignments for the week. Hotter people.
Tweaker. Oh, my God, tweaker.
Me or you? Me or her? Okay, here's the last song of the night for us.
Turn. What goes around, comes around. Hey, turn. Turn music up. Yeah. Goes around, comes around. What goes like goes a cycle. Everything that comes around, goes around. Fuck goes down, get you some eye. Life goes a cycle, what comes around, goes around. So for it goes down, nigga, get you some icicles. Order mommy for all of y'all. Wristwatch got a Russian face like an oligarch. 12 o'clock, boy, silly nice. Willie in traffic, I'm Philly nice. ET on the handles. Handlebars like a Xanax. Sham guard with the N1 moves, throw that shit around your neck. Right quick, broke boys get fixed. Right quick, nice Sylvester with these bike flips. That's a full cab in the back flip. Sidebar.
Arms stretch your teeth like I nailed it. Ride moving slow like a creep. Shirt in the breeze like I'm sailing. And I walk in my sleep, I can't help this. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet? I couldn't get